Hey guys, Jonathan with you once again. Just a really quick message I wanted to share with you. I want to keep this very brief. I know your time is so valuable. I want to share this message with you. It's simply called, God Loves Broken Things. Now, it's one thing to read scripture and we get a real sense of God's heart for the broken, for the poor. We know that, but like a lot of things in the gospel, it can become a kind of mental ascent. We intellectually understand it. We, you know, maybe sometimes we have really felt it. We've had quite an experience of God's love for the simple and the poor. Maybe your own heart's been moved. But I want to share with you an experience I had just over the weekend, which I think ties into our role in Catholic education. A couple of my daughters were dancing in a big dance production. The girls are still very young. So this was, it was a real mix of kids from very young, kind of, you know, 4 or 5 years of age, right up to the ages, you know, late teenage. It was at a local theatre. It was a really good production, so great music, and there was ballet, there was contemporary dance, there was hip-hop, a whole bunch of really different stuff. But I want to share with you a couple of experiences that I think tie into just the heart of God for anything that is broken, anything that is humble and little and small, and we can apply this to some of our students. The experience that I noticed was a group of girls came on for ballet, and there was about 5 girls, and they were probably, I'd say maybe sort of 6 or 7 years of age, even fractionally younger, and they're really cute. They come on with their little outfits, and they begin this dance, and pretty quickly I noticed that one of these girls obviously has major autism. She was kind of stunned. She came out, and there was an adult there leading the dance, and there were the 4 or 5 other girls, and this one girl kind of just froze, and she had glasses on, and she was looking down at the ground, and she wasn't doing any of the dance moves. And then she just looked up at the audience, and there was like, you know, 500 people in this theater, and she just looked up and started waving at people, and it just melted everybody, and there was this huge round of applause, and everyone was clapping her, and it was just really beautiful. And I thought, let's juxtapose that with a culture that puts so much emphasis upon excellence and beauty and perfection. Why were our hearts moved? And I think our hearts are moved because we carry something of God's heart and God's spirit for, you know, what the world sees as imperfect sometimes. But I didn't see it that way. I saw this little girl as absolutely perfect, and she blessed us, and she brought something to that stage that no perfect dancer could bring on that day. So, you know, there was another experience in a few dances later with another little boy kind of doing the same thing, and he, you know, he wandered around the stage. One of the adults had to come and grab him, and I was just simply struck, the heart of God for imperfection, the heart of God to love and to value and to appreciate those things that our culture overlooks. So how does this apply to you in Catholic education? Well, it's not hard to think about it, is it? How many students do you have who are not perfect? How many students might have learning difficulties, or in the eyes of the world, they're broken or they're not perfect? But something about how you and I as Catholic educators participate in the heart of God for young people, what he's trying to do, what he feels for them, part of your beautiful vocation as a Catholic educator is to share in that. So I just want to give you encouragement to say that those students you have that can be difficult maybe sometimes, or the students that you have that by the standards of our culture are not perfect, they might have some form of disability, learning disabilities, physical disabilities, they are God's masterpiece, and he is bringing something into the world through them, even if it's challenging at times. And a shout out to, you know, so many of the great people that I've had the pleasure of connecting with over the last year who've got a great heart for inclusive education. So, look, that's all I wanted to share with you, just that my heart was moved by what the world says isn't perfect. And you know what? I'm not perfect, and neither are you. And God looks at you in all your imperfections, and he looks at me in all my imperfections, and he thinks we're pretty awesome. So if that's what he feels for us, then we get to participate in that, and we need to bring that to the classroom. So whatever you look at in your classroom that is, you know, not perfect by the standards of our culture, then know that God is looking at that with a heart of love, and you're his hands and feet. So as I always say, thank you so much for what you're doing. Please check out the links where you're listening to this. I want you to check out the links to Going Deeper, our online weekly formation program for Catholic teachers. I want you to grab that program for your school. Please check out the link to my new book, Tools and Fuels. And if you'd like me to come and speak at your school, please do that. Also, there'll be a link to my website for speaking work. But be encouraged. Thank you for what you do. I'm Jonathan Doyle. I'm going to have another message for you very soon.